The helicopter, funded by the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, or NCCSC, and operated by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department, was back for more likely cannabis enforcement operations today, Monday, August 3rd. Most of the activity, per usual, occurred in areas of southern Humboldt that had already been surveyed by previous NCCSC helicopter activity in past weeks. That included the Bryceland, Salmon Creek, and Honeydew regions of southern Humboldt. One resident reported that their property has now been visited by the helicopter four times in recent memory. The story of the NCCSC and the sheriffs and funding behind it is currently a tangled web. The nonprofit is funded by the Howard Buffett Foundation and supports cannabis enforcement operations across multiple Northern California counties, including Lake, Siskiyou, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity County. The NCCSC-funded helicopter is registered to Butte County, but Butte left the coalition during the 2024 to 2025 financial year, according to a Humboldt County staff report. While KMUD News is still actively investigating the NCCSC's operations and funding efforts, we do know a little bit about the support provided directly through the organization to sheriff's departments. What's strange about the arrangement is that funding to the NCCSC via the Howard Buffett Foundation is controlled directly by its treasurer and Mendocino County Sheriff Matt Kendall, along with NCCSC President and Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel. Documents obtained via a public records request by Roger Coriel of Mendocino Voice show Sheriff William Hansel signing off on $33,223 of funding to the Lake County Sheriff's Office for fiscal year 2025 to 2026. Hansel's sign-off includes stating, quote, "Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing progress in the NCCSC mission," end quote. Line items include overtime pay for personnel, 3 forensic laptops, and 4 Cellebrite Insiets, which allow law enforcement to extract data from locked electronic devices, including Android and Apple smartphones. Interestingly, listed items provided by the NCCSC for the Lake County Sheriff's Department also include Faraday bags for phones and laptops. A Faraday bag is lined with a material that keeps all electronic signals fully blocked from contents inside the locked bag. The NCCSC funding appears to go to surveillance tools and to protecting sheriff's departments from being surveilled themselves. It also makes clear that Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities funding goes far beyond the infamous enforcement helicopter. Today, Monday, August 3rd, Kim Kemp at Redheaded Black Belt published an article entitled "Mendocino's Cannabis Crackdown, Sheriff Kendall Talks Labor Trafficking, Organized Crime, and Environmental Damage." In the piece, Sheriff Kendall details the exact same claims he made to KMUD News last week, including in some cases, word-for-word, identical responses. While that is not unusual among media outlets, it is unusual that the responses were in many cases identical, word-for-word, to those provided by NCCSC and Humboldt Sheriff's Department Public Information Officer Summer Hansen, who also had a confirmed presence during some of the Mendocino Sheriff's cannabis enforcement operations during July. Sheriff Kendall also stated to Kim Kemp that his office is waiting for reports from partner agencies on environmental violations. Quote, "The illegal water diversions and environmental degradation statistics are not currently available as investigators are awaiting environmental reports from allied and cooperating agencies," end quote. As previously reported, we received a response from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife regarding cannabis enforcement by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office during July. Here's their reply in full. Quote, "CDFW did not directly assist MCSO on any cannabis operations MCSO led during July. However, we do have one CDFW warden assigned to the Department of Justice Eradication and Prevention of Illicit Cannabis Program and are aware that they provided support to the MCSO. CDFW at this time has not been asked to follow up on anything specific resulting from any cannabis operations MCSO led in July. MCSO provided assistance to CDFW for a couple of cannabis enforcement operations we led in Mendocino County in July, where fish and game code violations, including water diversions, were documented. Those investigations are ongoing, end quote. So, either Sheriff Kendall's or CDFW's statements aren't adding up. Kendall is claiming to have taken the lead on these massive cannabis investigations, but CDFW is claiming no involvement with operations led by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. Pesticides are dealt with by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, but any other environmental violations would likely be under CDFW's purview. We also still have zero confirmed cases this year of human trafficking found through NCCSC-related operations in Humboldt and Mendocino counties. As for Humboldt County, we'll have to see if today's visit by the NCCSC Cannabis Enforcement Helicopter results in any follow-up operations in the coming days. What is clear is that the NCCSC has become a multifaceted element of cannabis enforcement by our local sheriff's departments, both on and off the ground. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.